Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
When I was young, in elementary school, I had a framed print on my bedroom wall that said this: "Plan ahead. It was not raining when Noah built the ark." For a long time, I have been this way. I love a good plan. A number of years ago, my husband and I were traveling, planning a road trip from Houston to Dubuque, Iowa, which is the home of Wartburg Seminary, from which I had graduated. It was a few years after graduation, and some of my classmates and I had put together a reunion. And so we had this big road trip to plan. At least 17 hours our trip would be. And so guess what I did? I started planning. I looked at maps. I looked at where we would stop for breaks and how often. I figured out when and where we would eat, and I planned which hotel would be our overnight accommodations. And I was very happy to tell my husband about all of these plans, and do you know what he said to me? He said I was taking all the fun out of road trips. He also said something about living a little and life being an adventure. You know, there are some people who are wired like that. The gospel reading today says there are two kinds of people: those who plan ahead, the wise, and those who do not, the foolish. It's in the gospel. If you are like me, and you like a good plan, then you may easily see yourself as one of the bridesmaids who has plenty of oil. You may even celebrate the way this parable ends, with the door shut to those who did not plan ahead. And you might even think to yourself, well, it serves them right. They had one thing to do. But I wonder if your satisfaction, like mine, might last only a short time before you remember Jesus tells this story about the coming of the Lord. Scripture says it will be a great and glorious day, that day when Christ will come again. There are a number of ways this day is described for us, most all of them apocalyptic. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood. The heavens and the earth will be shaken. The trumpet will sound, and the Son of Man will come in all of his glory. And I wonder how ready I really am. Truly, how prepared are any of us for such an event? Just how do we prepare anyway? The answer seems to be in having oil in our lamps. Now, the context of our lesson is a wedding banquet, and it helps to know the customs of the day as we make sense of this parable Jesus tells. The 10 bridesmaids are likely members of the groom's family. And the groom has presumably gone to the home of his in-laws, specifically to speak to his father-in-law, to finalize dowry arrangements and to bring his bride home with him, likely to his father's house. It was the role of the bridesmaids to go out to meet the groom and his bride, to welcome them to the family home. And because this often happened at night, the bridesmaids were accustomed to having lamps with them, lanterns to illumine the path. For some reason, and we don't have details here, the groom is delayed, and all 10 of the bridesmaids fall asleep. They have waited so late into the night. When the groom does finally arrive, only 5 of the 10 bridesmaids have enough oil with them to go out and greet the couple. The other 5, remember, they're the foolish ones. They have not prepared for such a long wait, and they have no reserves, and so there is no light for their lamps. They ask the 5 who had prepared if they will share their oil, and they are unwilling, afraid, they say, that if they give to those who have not prepared, they will not have enough for themselves. So, 5 foolish members of the wedding party go into town very late at night, attempting to buy oil. And the other 5, their lamps, trimmed and burning, go out to meet the groom and his bride, together in a festival procession, smaller now than they intended it to be, but a procession all the same. And they go together into the house to enjoy the great feast that awaits them. The 5 who had gone in search of oil finally arrive to the home, and the door has been shut. They can smell the feast on the other side. They can hear the party music, but they are not able to enter in. The story concludes with a reminder that the kingdom of heaven will be like this. And a question is implied, and it lingers, at least for me. How prepared will you be? The early Christians lived in the hope and expectation that Christ would return at any given moment. In the meantime, they knew they were to live their lives, deepening their faith and serving their neighbors. As time and then generations passed, believers became less sure about Christ's return. So stories like this parable Jesus tells were meant as encouragement to be prepared, not to be discouraged by the groom's delay, but to use the time to get ready. It's not that common for Lutherans to talk about the coming of the day of the Lord, but we do this in our liturgy, and I bet you'll recognize it. Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Now, whether for us that means we believe Christ will appear in the clouds while the earth shakes and the trumpets sound, or whether we believe Christ comes to us every day, multiple times a day, in unexpected ways, a sunrise, a good conversation, a friend, a hand to hold, a meal shared, a child laughing, an opportunity to serve. Or whether your understanding of Christ's coming is somewhere in between, the admonition is to be ready, to be watchful, to be filled with hope and expectation. I like to think that the kingdom of heaven is like the door being shut to the unprepared, but only for a little while, before the groom opens the door and says to those outside, "Have you learned your lesson? Come on in." Or something like, "Oh, good, you have more oil. We need that for the candles at the dining room table." Or, I imagine that the door was never shut to the five of the 10, because those who had prepared actually shared their flasks of oil, and there was plenty to go around for everyone, and that procession was made up of all of the bridesmaids, and everyone gets to the feast together. Now, Scripture does not say that either of these scenarios may be taken as an alternate ending, but we do have this gem 20 chapters earlier. You are the light of the world. You are the light. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. These are the same words we say when someone is newly baptized, as the assisting minister lights a baptismal candle and holds it out. Usually it's received by a parent or godparent because the one just baptized is too young even to hold their light. These words, or some very much like them, were said too on the day of your baptism. The light of Christ has been given to you, to us. It burns brightly within and around and among us. And it burns for those who can't yet see their way to the wedding banquet. All of this is to say, you are prepared. You are ready. We have so much light for our lamps that we can listen for the knock at the door, and we will know when it's time to open it. And won't it be a delight to be among those who open the door to those who only thought they were left out?
Amen.